This is the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush today speaks to military commanders from countries with troops in Afghanistan and Iraq at a conference in Florida. Future troop requirements are on the agenda. Not confirmed, but Iraq's government said today al-Qaeda's leader in Iraq, Abu al-Masri, was killed today in a battle between militant groups north of Baghdad. The U.S. has not confirmed the report. Gunmen killed 14 Iraqis today who were traveling south from Baghdad. Also, mortars slammed into the green zone, landing near the prime minister's office. No injuries were reported. The Iraqi government said today 1,506 civilians were killed throughout the country in April. That's nearly a 20% drop from March. April was one of the most deadly for U.S. forces, though. At least 104 Americans were killed. Congress is expected to deliver the $124 billion war appropriations bill to the White House today. President Bush has vowed a veto. In Bangladesh, train stations in three cities were hit with bomb blasts this morning. One injury was reported. No group has claimed responsibility for the simultaneous attacks. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says he will not resign, despite the release of a scathing report criticizing his government's prosecution of last year's war in Lebanon. The report says the government was inexperienced and rash, which led to crucial mistakes. The Interior Department has released a five-year plan to open oil drilling off the Virginia coast and expand drilling in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. The proposal requires presidential and congressional approval. In Virginia, the names of those forced to receive in or outpatient mental health treatment will be added to the list of those barred from buying guns. Had there been such a requirement, mass murderer Sung Yu Cho not have been permitted to buy the handguns he used in the Virginia Tech killings. Pro-immigrant marches and rallies are being held nationwide today. Hispanic leaders say the demonstrations are meant to keep a spotlight on attempts to develop a process to award citizenship to America's illegal immigrant population. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Science and business next.
Huelhauser talks to customers of First National, South Valley, and San Benito Banks, local members of the network of preferred community banks.
We're here to talk with people about their local banking. I just wonder why you think it's important to bank in a local bank.
Because it's here in our community, in our area, and we tend to find that they have the best service for us. They are always there when we need them.
Do you like the idea that it's a local bank with big bank services and benefits?
You get all the benefits of the big banks, but you walk in, people know who you are.
Yeah. Now, it's a community bank, but it's part of a network of banks.
Absolutely. They have the resources, but of course the personal touch of a local bank.
I am here once a week, yes.
Taking money out.
I'm putting it in and taking it out.
So you're doing a lot of banking in here.
I carry it in wheelbarrow.
Above and beyond banking from the network of preferred community banks. Available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank, and San Benito Bank.
According to the American Geophysical Union, in the past 50 years, Arctic sea ice has melted three times faster than predicted by computer models. A new trade pact has been signed by the U.S. and EU aimed at opening up transatlantic air travel to more competition. For the first time, airlines can offer unrestricted travel between any city in the U.S. and any city in the EU bloc. Human Rights Watch today issued a report accusing Walmart of aggressively and sometimes illegally preventing their workers from joining unions. With 1.3 million workers, Walmart is America's largest private employer. A 14% drop in home closings makes this the slowest housing market in 25 years. That's according to home builder Centex, which has announced a 49% plunge in quarterly profit. Energy giant Eni has acquired Gulf of Mexico oil production operations from a U.S. company, Dominion Resources, for $6.5 billion. Earlier this year, Eni bought oil production assets from Alaska, Russia, Angola, and the Congo. Light sweet crude trading at $65.61 a barrel. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is up 22 points, NASDAQ up 3, S&P 500 up 2. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. Yeah. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Hey, 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 good day! It's time for Foxed Up. John Fox coming to you here from Sydney, Australia, and, okay, from Labor Rage, filling in for Joe, I get to go to Monsanto Rage. Welcome aboard. Seriously, Monsanto and Coca-Cola, they were ranking, you know, kind of a tie for number one and number two of my most hated companies, corporations, evil entities on the planet. But I really seriously think that Monsanto is leaving them in the dust. Gail and I get home from doing a bit of grocery shopping today, and we now have a list supplied from Greenpeace of all the Australian suppliers of food, and the chances are by line whether they contain genetically modified food. Now, we've made enough changes in our lives over the past couple of years that there wasn't all that much. However, there were a few things. I mean, do you really need to genetically modify peanuts for peanut butter? Is this really, really necessary? And one that kind of upset me a little bit, and I'm going to write about this, was, you know, we do a lot of, you know, real cooking over here in this house for a whole lot of reasons. But one of the things that I do indulge in a bit of convenience is Paul Newman's pasta sauces, which I reckon are pretty bloody good. Not heavily and not all the time, but they are listed in the could contain GM products. Well, I'm sorry. With everything that I've been able to read up on, genetically modified food is not safe. Okay? Do not believe the spin and Monsanto's bloody nonsense that they're trying to feed the world is crap. You get inside their business and they'll freely admit that it has nothing to do with feeding the world or feeding the starving. It has to do with controlling absolutely the entirety of the food chain. Now, I mean, you've all heard, the Walmart of seed stock. Now, you've all heard, the stories of farmers being screwed over because some of, you can have an organic farmer living next door to a GM farmer, and just because the wind blows some of the seed from the GM farmer into the organic farmer's stock, the organic farmer can be held accountable for patent fees to Monsanto. Okay? Now, we get home, and after having gone through this whole thing, now we have another list. You know, we have the chemical additives book that goes with us, and now we have the GM list that goes with us. There's links to this stuff on today's show post at foxedup.headonradionetwork.com. And so, you know, searching to see what might be on the telly tonight. And there was a documentary out of Germany called Patent for a Pig. Right? Now, this one just had me incensed. Now, give you the short end of it before we end up running up on our break. Monsanto has applied for a patent on a pig gene in 160 countries. Now, first of all, patenting life is something that I will not even recognize. To be able to patent a living organism just goes completely against everything humane. And it just goes against everything real. I mean, this is just absolute nonsense. Now, here's the trick. The gene they want to patent, they didn't create. It exists not only in pigs, but it exists in humans, in cattle. And if Monsanto tests your pigs on your farm, it is not up to Monsanto to prove that you stole their patented genetic material or their breeding processes. It is entirely up to the farmer being attacked to prove that he didn't. And there is no way to prove it, because this is a genetic marker that exists in all pigs. So they want ownership on stuff that's not even theirs. And it's absolutely insane, the fact that democratic governments go along with this crap. And it is crap. It's deceitful. It's dishonest. It's just downright wrong. And it's purely because they want to control the entirety of the market. So, let's take our first break here, Bob, because I'm gonna get a few things together here to get a little bit more into what this is all about. And then I also have the Australian GM corn story.
Oh, does that one make me mad?
So you're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, folks. America's liberal voice, and not the Australian liberal kind, the American liberal kind. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Native American culture has helped shape many things, from the structure of the U.S. government to the foods we eat at the dinner table. But where Indians lack presence are newsrooms. I'm Brian Bull of the Nez Perce Tribe of Idaho and a member of the Native American Journalists Association. Please go to naja.com and learn how you can join. We need people familiar with Native culture to tell our stories and set the record straight against stereotypes and misperceptions. Naja, raising the next generation of storytellers.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Groovy. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, okay, this whole pig patent thing started in 2005, and it's still an issue being dealt with. And at Greenpeace.org, talk about having fun with language and a story and puns. It says, Geneva, Switzerland, it's official. Monsanto Corporation is out to own the world's food supply. The dangers of genetic engineering and reduced biodiversity notwithstanding, as they pigheadedly set about hog-tying farmers with their monopoly plans. Now, here's the poop on the pig patent. The patent applications were originally published in February 2005 at the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva. Greenpeace researcher who monitors patent applications, Christopher Fenn, uncovered the fact that Monsanto is seeking patents not only on methods of breeding, but on actual breeding herds of pigs as well as the offspring that result. If these patents are granted, Monsanto can legally prevent breeders and farmers from breeding pigs whose characteristics are described in the patent claims, or force them to pay royalties, says Fenn. It's a first step towards the same kind of corporate control of an animal line that Monsanto is aggressively pursuing with various grain and vegetable lines. There are more than 160 countries and territories mentioned where the patent is sought, including Europe, the Russian Federation, Asia, India, China, Philippines, America, U.S., Brazil, Mexico, Australia, and New Zealand. WIPO itself can only receive applications, not grant patents. The applications are forwarded to regional patent offices. The patents are based on simple procedures, but are incredibly broad in their claims. In one application, they give the application number. Monsanto is describing very general methods of crossbreeding and selection using artificial insemination and other breeding methods which are already in use. The main invention is nothing more than a particular combination of these elements designed to speed up the breeding cycle for selected traits in order to make the animals more commercially profitable. Monsanto chirps gleefully about lower fat content and higher nutritional value, but we've looked and we couldn't find any philanthropic altruism line item in their annual reports, despite the fact that it's an omnipresent factor in their advertising. According to Fenn, I couldn't believe this. I've been reviewing patents for 10 years, and I had to read this three times. Monsanto isn't seeking a patent for the method. They are seeking a patent on the actual pigs, which are bred from this method. It's an outstandingly broad and dangerous claim. And in this documentary that I was watching, now, you know, all this stuff that Monsanto is claiming on is fairly recent stuff. The breeding practices and whatnot. So this one farmer in Germany went and personally paid to DNA test his own pigs. And he grabbed one of his oldest pigs, and if I'm not mistaken, he said that this pig was something like 80 years old, okay? You know, pigs have similar lifespans to humans if they're allowed to live. And so this, I mean, we're talking long before. And first of all, having much trouble finding a lab that would actually do the test, because the labs, many of the labs work with Monsanto and other GM producers, finding one that would do this without leaking the details. And sure enough, this guy's ancient pig would make him responsible for patent fees to Monsanto when this guy has had no business with Monsanto ever. I mean, this is really, really insane stuff if you think about it. And actually, on this, there's an e-card on this post here at Greenpeace that you can send, and it shows, I think, the chief of Monsanto, and it says, "Monsanto, no food shall be grown that we don't own." And that really is how they work. Do you realize that the struggling farmers in Iraq are responsible for these kind of patent fees, and they're not allowed to replant seed that they may get from the previous year's crop? And, you know, you hear about us offering, you know, food aid to, say, African nations. Well, what is in this food aid is also genetically modified corn seed and wheat seed. And the reason why a lot of the South African governments say no is because it's against their law to use these, because they've seen the damage that they can do. And Monsanto will try and say you get higher yields and all this, but the science actually says exactly the opposite. Almost everything that they do creates less yield, especially with crops. And one of the things that was shown in the documentary of a former scientist for Monsanto who was working on a GM version of cotton, he was seeing not only had the gene that they looked to change to fight a parasite, you know, not only had they changed that gene, but there was a run-on effect, that there was actually gene strains that had never been identified before. And we're seeing this kind of stuff in genetically modified or engineered food products, and yet they're not properly tested and then released as being safe. And then you have other legislation that goes through that says that retailers cannot label it as GM. So you don't even know. You're not allowed to go to the store and actually know what you're buying. I mean, this is totalitarianism in a capitalistic form. You don't have a choice. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You must be stuck to only consuming what you're told to consume. You know, and this stuff just drives me absolutely nuts. And we'll get back to this shortly. But right now, I want to go to today's track of the day. And the other day, I played Song for the Dumped from the Ben Folds 5, which I figured everybody would know because he's an American. But obviously, he's one of these Americans that's done much bigger down here in Australia. And I watched the chat room absolutely go into hysterics on that whole hook of, you know, and give me back my black T-shirt. And for those of you that missed it, Ben Folds is a very, very talented piano player, great rock and roll piano player. The Ben Folds 5 is actually a trio. If that gives you any insight into kind of the twisted kind of mentality that goes into this project. However, the track we're going to play today is a song called Brick, and this is a little bit more of a standard kind of ballady thing. However, there's still some of that snarkiness in there. You know, she's a brick and I'm drowning slowly. I think this has to do with a little bit of the all-encompassing relationship or the drowning relationship. But great piano, great arrangement, drums, bass, and piano. And I mean, when he plays live, the piano, the upright piano's got like most of the wood on the front of it just like ripped off, so you can see the entire mechanism of the upright piano and the hammer system going off. And I mean, he stands up and he plays and he jumps around and he's a really, really great performer. And the trio no longer exists, but they still happens in different connotations and formations. But without further ado, Brick from the Ben Folds 5. Roll it, Bob.
Six AM, day after Christmas. I throw some clothes on in the dark. The smell of coal, car seat is freezing. The world is sleeping. I am numb. Up the stairs to her apartment. Balled up on the couch. Mom and Dad went down to Charlotte. They're not home to find us out.
saying something?
It was
I don't know.
Get that shit.
I was thinking about, you know, respecting your work.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. A week ago, Barack Obama gave a big speech in Chicago about his views on foreign policy. And while I found in there a few refreshing bits, overall the speech left me with the feeling that Obama just wants to run the empire. He doesn't want to dismantle it. Maybe it's a prerequisite for running for president, but the mythologizing about America that Obama engaged in prompted my gag reflex. He said, "I still believe that America is the last best hope of Earth," and he said he rejects the notion that the American moment has passed. He sees himself in line with George Kennan and George Bush the First and Bill Clinton, so-called realists and pragmatists, but in actuality they were just more agile emperors than Bush Jr. No critic of the Pentagon, Obama said he wanted to expand the military by another 100,000 troops, and he adamantly refused to take any military option off the table with regards to North Korea or Iran. That's just like Bush. I did like some of Obama's rhetoric. He's good at rhetoric. He railed against Bush's bluster and bombast and bullying, and on one important substantive point, he talked about the need to bring our nuclear weapons off hair trigger alert. I just wish he'd used more of that kind of forward thinking rather than content himself by splashing around in the mainstream of U.S. foreign policy. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And one of the chatters was saying, "Ah, you know, they get away with this. They're going to be able to extort money, you know, like the seed. It gets out into the whole system of things. You know, here's the thing. Stand by. This is what's going to make you go absolutely out of your mind, bat crazy about this." Take patent application WO20005/017204. This refers to pigs in which a certain gene sequence related to faster growth is detected. This is a variation on a natural occurring sequence. Monsanto didn't invent it. This is like Sony saying, if it's music, we own it. Absolutely enrages me. Patenting life. This is just unbelievably wrong. It was first identified in mice and humans, this little gene sequence. Monsanto wants to use the detection of this gene sequence to screen pig populations in order to find out which animals are likely to produce more pork per pound of feed. And that will be Monsanto brand genetically engineered feed grown from Monsanto brand genetically engineered seed raised in fields sprayed with Monsanto brand Roundup Ready herbicide and doused with Monsanto brand pesticides, of course. But again, Monsanto wants its own, not just the selection and breeding method. But again, Monsanto wants to own not just the selection and breeding method, not just the information about the genetic indicators, but, if you pardon the expression, the whole hog. Claim 16 asks for a patent on a pig offspring produced by a method. Claim 17 asks for a patent on a pig herd having an increased frequency of a specific gene. Claim 23 asks for a patent on a pig population produced by method. Claim 30 asks for a patent on a swine herd produced by a method. This means the pig, their offspring, and the use of the genetic information for breeding will be entirely owned by Monsanto Incorporated. And any replication or infringement on the patent by man or beast will mean royalties or jail for the offending swine. Talk about offending swine. When it comes to profits, pigs are big. Monsanto notes the economic impact of the industry in rural America is immense. Annual farm sales typically exceed the U.S. $11 billion mark, while the retail value of pork sold to consumers reaches the U.S. $38 billion a year. And they want to own it all, whether they had anything to do with it or not. Oh, we identified something that's involved in the process. So we want to own it. How absolutely against all logic does this go? At almost every food at every level of food production, Monsanto is seeking a monopoly position. And they go on here at Greenpeace to say, Orwellian, the earth is flat, pigs were invented by Monsanto, and GMOs are safe. I think that says it all. Now, on the same vibe, and Greenpeace has a sub-site called the True Food Network, and I'm at the Australian version of it. And at this site, you can find a lot of really, really useful and disturbing information. It's just absolutely insane, and I'm babbling while I wait for a page to open. There it is. Okay. Here in Australia, toxic GE corn given thumbs up. How safe is your GE food? A genetically engineered corn approved for human consumption in Australia has produced toxicity symptoms when fed to rats. A new study looking at the effects of the GE corn variety MON863 on rats concludes it cannot be considered a safe product. However, the same variety was given a big tick by Food Standards Australia, New Zealand, our government food safety regulator, declaring it safe for humans. FSANZ has access to the data on which the study is based back in 2004 and still gave the toxic corn the okay. FSANZ also now says it will reassess its approval of the corn but has taken no action to protect shoppers by removing the corn from supermarket shelves. Who can we trust to make the right decisions about GE food? Greenpeace is demanding the immediate withdrawal of high-risk GE products and an extension of the Australian state moratoria on GE food crops. GE company tries to suppress safety data. The study results were published last week in the Journal Archives of the Environmental Contamination and Toxicology. The study was headed by Professor Giles Eric Cerellini, a French government scientist and expert in GE technology from the University of Caen. His team of experts analyzed the results of safety tests submitted by the world's largest genetic engineering company, Monsanto. The study found that, with the present data, it cannot be concluded that GM corn, MON863, is a safe product. Monsanto tried to suppress the test data, but it was obtained by Greenpeace following a court case and passed on to the professor's team for independent evaluation. The same data available to the national regulator Food Standards Australia New Zealand in 2004, yet the body failed to assess it, relying solely on Monsanto's analysis, which, according to the professor, do not stand up to rigorous scrutiny. Let me count the ways I hate you, Monsanto. They're I am going to, straight after this show, email the Gene Technology Ministerial Council and demand, as they say here at the Greenpeace site, an immediate withdrawal of all products contained with MON-863, an extension of the moratorium on growing GE crops in Australia for a further 5 years, tighter GE food labeling laws so Australians can choose whether or not they want to eat GE food. And, you know, in this documentary that I was watching, the genetically modified corn that was given as feed for cattle was making the cattle sterile. There are farmers actually finding that, you know, virile bulls suddenly went sterile. And one farmer actually did some tests himself. He's been completely ruined. He's been denied the ability to run his business because of infringement. His cattle have already been fed the GM corn, but he cannot sell the produce of his cattle because he stopped buying the GM corn feed. I mean, do you follow the insanity of this? We've lost so much in the way of workers' rights and all these kind of things. Our democracies are in shambles, and now they want to take control over our bodies away. I mean, they've been trying to do that for years, you know, anti-abortion regulation, you know, all this kind of stuff. But here they're wanting to say, you must poison yourself and pay for the privilege. I want to scream. I want to absolutely scream. Patenting life. It absolutely. I cannot even justify the existence of that process. You know, what's going to happen next? We get to breed workers and then you own them so you don't have to pay them? You know, you're a farm worker, bred and engineered by Monsanto. Guaranteed IQ below 20. All right, Bob, we'll take that final break here for the day, and I'm going to try and calm myself down, which isn't going to be easy. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. You wouldn't be hearing this on any other network, would you? And I'll tell you, Fox News tried to report on this story. There's some interesting stuff that they fit in the corporation. But anyway, stick around, folks. We're going to come back and wrap things up for a Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good day. We'll be right back.
Turning and turning within the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold, and a blood dim tide is loosed upon the world.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 3/4. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
All right, maybe not. Welcome back to Foxed Up, everybody. Ah, did a rock the man. Nice. Very nice. Anyway, folks, been talking about Monsanto and patenting forms of life. I cannot get over that. And, you know, if it's not Monsanto patenting life, we have other things like chemical companies slowly destroying life and, I guess officially tomorrow or later on today, because it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning here in Sydney. After Gail gets out of work, 6 o'clock tonight, Gail and I are going to a community meeting over the cleanup of the Union Carbide site, which is basically just a really, really strong stone's throw from where we live. And we have come to learn, and I knew that this was bad. I've talked about the Olympic site being the fact, you know, the 2000 Olympic site was built on a toxic waste dump. And, we've come to find out that Gail and I live right on top of the number 5 most dioxin-poisoned place on the planet, just like Australia or this corner of the world, on the planet. And there's 2 soil remediation sites here. Run under different systems, and so basically from our front door you can see kind of behind the trees a bit, there's this long, you know, exhaust stack, and this is basically the burn off of where they're reclaiming the dioxin in just contaminated soil that hasn't been developed on top of. Now, the dioxin contamination came from a couple places. One, this is where Union Carbide produced most of the Agent Orange that was used in Vietnam. You know, don't need to produce it in America when you can produce it in Australia. It's a lot quicker to move it over. Also, I can't remember the name of them, but one of the large paint manufacturers was also here, and they were dumping lead and other things just straight into the water. And there
we've been doing some research on what's going on, and there is this local meeting tonight that we are going to go and sit in on, see what it's all about, see how the council here is doing with actually making sure that the right thing is being done, because there's a couple of different available processes for doing this kind of work, and one of them has not been proven. Another one has been proven, and it seems that the one that is using one site's using one method, one site's using a variation of another method, but they're trying to apply for the method to use the method that hasn't been proven to work, probably because it's cheaper. And you know, there you can see these huge piles of soil, and they're having to go like 30 meters down. They've had to remove the original natural seawall and construct an artificial one to contain the dioxins from leaching any further. And it leached so bad that just last year, they here in Sydney, the great harbor that we used to advertise to the world, come and see Sydney Harbor, you know, jump on a ferry and go by the, you know, go underneath the harbor bridge, get right up close and see the beauty of the opera house and all this. People who made their living fishing in this harbor last year did some testing, and they were found to have up to 100 times the world standard for safe levels of dioxin poisoning in the bloodstream. And up until that point, Australia hadn't done any testing before. Australia doesn't even have a standard. But, it, you know, and so, like a flick of a switch, all fishing was cut off in all of Sydney Harbour and going up the Parramatta River like we have here, which just runs just, you know, basically across the road from where I am. There also used to be an old abattoir here, and just amazing how what should be an idyllic place is absolutely toxic. And, you know, we scored an Olympics, and we paved over it and invited the world to come and play on the toxic waste dump. Isn't it pretty? Isn't it pretty? And, you know, never did proper cleanup. And, I mean, Union Carbide, all I have to do is say Bhopal, and we're only four steps below Bhopal and the damage done by that company. Drives me absolutely insane. So I'm very, very interested to see what's going on with that. And I would suggest going to the Greenpeace site and checking out the True Food Network. I really would. There's heaps of downloadable information there to, you know, arm yourself, considering that these companies and their lobbying efforts have made great strides in making sure that you do not have easy access to the information, because the UK proved it. Years ago, when Sainsbury's and some of these other companies started bringing in genetically modified produce, they were labeling it as GM, and people didn't buy it, so they stopped stocking it because people didn't want it. But now, with some money and some pushing and backdooring legislation, it's now illegal to label it, so people don't know. This is going against the choices that people want to make. Yeah, you're right, Bob. You know, soon we'll see a three-headed wallaby. Or who knows, you know, a Tasmanian devil with gills. The hell is going on in this world? The nutters have seriously taken over the asylum, folks, when we can patent life. Patenting a pig. Hey, we identified a thing, so now we own the whole bit. Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. And there's links to most of this stuff on today's show post over at foxdup.headonradionetwork.com. My little sub-blog on the new Head On Radio Network site. And I hope...
you know, there's still a little bit of work to do on that. I know you all probably sitting there going, God, it's a little hard to get, once you get to one blog, to get back to another. I'm working on that. But it'll all come. And as we wrap things up today, folks, you know, learn up. Learn up on all this stuff, because it can only do you and your family benefit to educate yourself on what these people are trying to do to your body. It's just absolutely nuts. So with that, folks, thank you very much to Bob Kincaid for producing today, as Agnes takes a little time off. She's feeling a bit under the weather. Nothing serious, but not feeling so hot, so sleep is good. Thanks to the Carpenters for everything that they do for the network. Thanks to Ben Birch at the White Rose. Still got his fundraiser going on. Thank you to Scott Berry at B1 Ladder Productions for the music. Thank you to Peter Godbold, our mods, our bloggers, everybody that makes things happen. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow for Cup of Joe.
I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I poop anger and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics.
I would tell you. You're listening to The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network. You're listening to The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Throw the second switch! Throw the third switch!
Not the third switch.
Throw it, I say! Throw it!
The Guy James Show is on in less than 1 minute.
Life! Life, you hear me? Give my creation!
So this was fun.
You're gonna like this.
Let go!
Right now!
Well, this is it.
Let's get this over with.
So this is good. We got progress.
Any questions before we proceed?
Good countdown. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the restricted broadcast area. You have entered the restricted broadcast area.